Premier Doug Ford doesn't like automated speed enforcement cameras. In a widely reported media scrum earlier this week, Ford was asked about the vandalization of numerous speed cameras in Toronto when he went off on them. "They should take out those cameras, all of them," he can be heard saying in a video of the media conference. "This is nothing but a tax grab. Hopefully, the cities will get rid of them, or, I'm going to help them get rid of them very shortly." No legislation has been tabled thus far to enforce this directive. A City of Greater Sudbury spokesperson told Sudbury.com on Tuesday that there are no plans in place to remove the city's 6 automated speed enforcement cameras. 6 new locations have already been lined up for the mobile cameras to be placed in October as part of the city's ongoing rotation every 4 months. "Automated speed enforcement is reducing speeds and making our roads safer," the city's statement read. "Data shows that cameras reduce vehicle speeds by an average of 14 kilometers per hour while they are in place, and speeds stay lower by about 7 kilometers per hour even after the cameras are moved. Fines cover program operating costs and fund road safety projects like traffic calming measures, a new radar sign near schools, and a pedestrian safety campaign." Sudbury.com reached out to local NDP MPPs Jamie West, Sudbury, and France Gelinas, Nicol Belt, for their reactions to Ford's comments, and were able to connect to Gelinas. West was unavailable. "Like everybody else, I have mixed feelings about the camera. I would say nobody loves them, but at the same time, they are effective," Gelinas said. "If they are effective, then they made the right decision. Not every decision is a popular one." Gelinas added that it's wrong for the premier to impose his own beliefs regarding speed cameras onto municipalities, because they fall under municipal purview. "If we don't like city council's decisions, then there will be a municipal election and we'll elect someone else," she said. "We elected people to our municipalities to make that kind of decision, so I will respect the democratic process that is within their power to decide." Although they bring in revenue, Greater Sudbury City Council members and staff have repeatedly argued against the notion of them merely being a cash grab, as Ford has asserted. Working against Ford's claim are the various points of data which point to speed cameras' effectiveness. Every study Sudbury.com could find from other jurisdictions in 2024 pointed to their effectiveness at slowing down motorists. Since Greater Sudbury's 6 mobile automated speed enforcement cameras were first deployed in March 2024, staff have tracked their impact and repeatedly concluded that they've been effective. In addition to slowing down traffic in immediate proximity to operational speed cameras, data collected by the city has also shown that lower speeds are sustained even after the cameras have been removed. Vehicle speeds are also lowered both upstream and downstream of cameras. To assess whether these changes had a lasting effect, the city conducted a follow-up review in March of this year, after enforcement had ended in the areas studied. This study showed that although motorists sped up a bit since cameras were removed, 85th percentile speeds remained an average of 7 km per hour lower than pre-enforcement levels. Last year, 12,796 tickets were issued as a result of the city's automated speed enforcement cameras, yielding a net municipal revenue of $753,000, which was earmarked for various traffic calming efforts. Although known facts don't align with Ford's assertions that automated speed enforcement cameras are nothing but a tax grab, members of the Sudbury Speed Cameras Facebook page were quick to celebrate his comments. Members of the page routinely celebrate the vandalization of Greater Sudbury's cameras and similarly dismiss them as tax grabs. If Ford moves ahead with putting an end to automated speed enforcement cameras, it won't be the first time the Ontario Progressive Conservatives have done so. As reported by the CBC, the Mike Harris government ran in the 1995 provincial election on a pledge to put an end to photo radar on highways which the Ontario NDP government had launched. The Progressive Conservatives made good on this pledge when they were elected. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.